Hello, this is Kathy Henry. I'm here with Karen Hager. We're happy you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart, Call for Love. Everyone is muted and we'll send the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. Every year we have one Open Peaceful Heart comprised of different readings and music. I realize we haven't done that since October of 2020, and as we enter into this season of Thanksgiving, it seemed like a good time to put together some readings and a song contemplating our gratitude for the past, present, and future, as well as thinking about how we can share our gratitude with others. We firmly believe that what we think we create, when we take the time to show kindness, love, and gratitude to ourselves and others, we create a kinder, more loving, more giving world. We'll be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the readings, which will include a minute or so of silence. She will then close the circle. By the end of the day, tomorrow, we'll send you a link for the call recording, and in that email, we'll include information about our next call, which will be Sunday, December 5th, and hope that you can join us then. Here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle. And as we do that, we join in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts and a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. And let this space be a protected, sacred circle. Let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. We start today by looking at, thinking about, feeling into gratitude for the past. This is a poem by Leah Derland Jones called Inspired by Our Ancestors. For those who came before us, we offer gratitude and thanks. May their memories be a blessing. May we feel surrounded by their love. As we go forth from this time and place, let us be inspired by their courage, their wisdom, and their dreams. Let us honor them by doing the work of living boldly, loving mightily, and creating heaven on earth. Amen, and blessed be. This song is from Sweet Honey in the Rock. It's called Breaths.
In the voice of the warriors,
That's the song Breaths from Sweet Honey in the Rock. As we feel into, think into, lean into gratitude for the present, this is a reading from Count Your Blessings by Rhonda Byrne from her book The Magic. You will have heard people say to count your blessings, and when you think about the things you're grateful for, that's exactly what you're doing. But what you may not have realized is that counting your blessings is one of the most powerful practices you can ever do, and it will magically turn your whole life around. When you're grateful for the things you have, no matter how small they may be, you will see those things instantly increase. If you're grateful for the money you have, however little, you will see your money magically grow. If you're grateful for a relationship, even if it's not perfect, you will see it miraculously get even better. If you're grateful for the job that you have, even if it's not your dream job, things will begin to change so that you enjoy your job more, and all kinds of opportunities for your work will suddenly appear. The flip side is that when we're not counting our blessings, we can fall into the trap of unintentionally counting negative things. We count negative things when we talk about the things we don't have. We count negative things when we criticize or find fault with other people. When we complain about traffic, waiting in lines, delays, the government, not enough money, or the weather. When we count negative things, they increase too. So let's take a moment to think about some of the things we're grateful for in our lives. I'll pause after each one. There's about 7 of these. We'll just take about 15 seconds after each one. And I'll pause so that you can send gratitude to each one today. One person I'm glad to have in my life. A memory that makes me smile. A life lesson I've learned. An accomplishment I'm proud of. One good thing that happened today. A challenge I'm grateful for. My favorite part of the natural world. As we feel into, breathe into, think about gratitude for the future. Here's an excerpt from the book, Gratitude is About the Future, Not the Past, by David DeStenno. At a psychological level, gratitude isn't about passive reflection, it's about building resilience. It's not about being thankful for things that have already occurred and thus can't be changed. It's about ensuring the benefits of what comes next. It's about making sure that tomorrow and the day after, you will have something to be grateful for. The benefits of the power of gratitude come from an ability to create cooperation and support out of thin air. When people who've been assisted at a seemingly hopeless time subsequently run into strangers who ask for help, they not only more readily agree to aid them than do individuals who weren't feeling grateful, they also expend a lot more effort in the act of helping itself. The more gratitude people feel, the more likely it is they'll help anyone, even if it's someone they've never laid eyes on before. Such occurrences of indirect reciprocity, the extending of help to new people, are known to kick cooperation in a group into high gear. In the face of individual or societal tragedies, then, any phenomenon that can enhance such indiscriminate paying it forward stands as a key to resilience. So next time you have the opportunity to say thank you, don't let it ring hollow. Embrace the gratitude. Feel it as deeply as you can, because in so doing, you're actually increasing the odds that in the future we'll all have more for which to be grateful. On the deepest, unconscious level, gratitude is really about being grateful for the actions that are yet to come. We'll take just 60 seconds in silence to send thanks to someone who's helped us in the past and to set the intention to bring aid and comfort to someone who needs us in the future. 60 seconds in silence. May we open our peaceful hearts to the grace that surrounds and surprises us. May we open our peaceful hearts with gratitude for that which sustains and renews us. May we open our peaceful hearts to receive and to give kindness and love. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source, in all we do. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by Monday evening. And you can always access lots of recorded meditations at openpeacefulheart.com. If you've got feedback or comments, let me have them. You can find me, Karen, at karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will get to both of us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes our meditations and who put today's program together. And thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars to join us on Sunday, December 5th, same time. Same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. From Kathy and from myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.